This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As week five of the 11-week legislative session began, the Capitol was a hive of activity. Governor John Bel Edwards testified about Medicaid expansion in the Senate Health Committee.
In the first year alone, expansion is going to save the state of Louisiana more than $180 million.
Health Department staff said the 10-year savings, even with state match, amount to more than $1 billion. The governor also announced
enrollment for expansion is set to begin on June 1st.
House appropriations, meanwhile, began 2 days of public testimony on the budget proposal, HB 1.
Jack needs assistance with all daily living activities.
These agencies have seen their budgets reduced repeatedly, including two cuts this year, resulting in a direct loss of services in programs often used to help families while they wait years for a waiver.
Please restore the cuts.
Back on the Senate side, Senate Finance debated the funding crisis in indigent defense,
which is going to provoke a lawsuit, I'm sure, in federal court to tell the state that they must do X, Y, and Z.
The legislature shall provide a uniform system of qualified and compensated counsel. It is the constitution of this state.
And on the House floor, a bill to restore concealed carry rights to previously convicted criminals won unanimous approval.
Please consider allowing these individuals a second chance by restoring their gun rights, which have been infringed upon these last few years.
As busy as they are, not one bill has yet made it through the entire process and to the governor's desk for his signature. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.